maybe this is the biggest challenge facing people like Joe Biden this year. Not the border, not Bidenomics, just general happiness. I'm going to share this with you real quick before we get to our next guest. And that is a brand new report from Gallup shows the United States is no longer ranked in the top 20 for happiest countries. No, we fell to 23rd place, down from 15th 1 year ago. That's according to data collected in the Gallup World Poll for the World Happiness Report of 2024. Costa Rica and Lithuania, they rank better than we do. Yeah, we've fallen to 23rd from 15th under the tutelage of Joe Biden. One of those things that's driving us is the price of everything. Ken Davis, former Deputy Attorney General in the state of Virginia, joining me now to discuss the rising costs. Ken, good to have you back.
Good morning, Steve. Good to be with you.
Are you surprised that we're no longer one of the happiest countries on earth? This is in a report that I found today on the Wall Street Journal, but I think that's indicative of people are just unhappy, grumpy maybe is the word. What do you say?
Well, they have every reason and a lot of reasons under the Biden administration to be very unhappy with the state of things, and certainly the economy and inflation is one big reason. I mean, I read recently that one of Biden's campaign themes is that he's bringing costs down for Americans. Now, we know he's senile, but apparently he thinks we are as well. I mean, inflation is continuing. It's persistent. In fact, it's accelerating. The latest report is not a good report at all. CPI is up 3.2% for the year, and so-called core CPI, that's the price of everything except food and fuel averaged together, is up almost 4% for the year. Now, it's a bad report.
It is a bad report, and then you look at the price of gasoline. Here in Michigan, it's up to about $3.70 a gallon. It's higher than it was a year ago, certainly higher than it was a week ago, a month ago, or 6 months ago. Gas on the rise again. And honestly, Ken, this is why we're not doing the right thing with Iran. The right thing with Iran and the Houthi rebels attacking the shipping lanes in the Middle East would be to do what Ronald Reagan did, which is go in and sink the ships and be done with what they're doing. We won't do that. We won't punish Iran because we won't threaten their oil fields. Because if you threaten their oil fields, the price of gasoline will be $5 or $6 by fall. And Joe Biden, the Democrats can't have that, so we're not doing the right thing in foreign policy because we've cut ourselves off from good sources of American energy, and now we have to make bad decisions globally. Right or wrong?
Well, President Reagan was one of those great examples of political leaders who did the right thing very often. The Biden administration is really a sad example of the more typical politician and political administrations where their only calculation day to day and hour to hour is to do the next thing that they believe will increase however slightly their chances for re-election and their chances to retain and exercise power. That's all what it's about for them.
It really is about that. It's why the border is wide open. You've got a federal judge in Illinois that we're going to talk about a little bit later here in the program saying that the Second Amendment does apply to illegal aliens, which is completely in opposition to federal law since 1968 and beyond. Yeah, she says that illegal aliens can now buy guns, which is false under federal law, but so it is. You've got a wide open border where you've got all these people coming in. You've got Tyson. What about these big corporations like Tyson firing everybody in Iowa to hire illegal aliens? I mean, I see the big corporations playing a role here too, Ken. I don't like it.
Well, one reason, one of several reasons that the border situation and immigration more broadly has not been settled satisfactorily over the years, unfortunately, is that big corporations, big business, which historically have been identified with the Republican Party and supporters of the Republican Party, have, in the case of immigration, resisted a more restrictive, orderly system of regulation because they benefit from illegal, low-wage,
sure they do,
undocumented workers. And the Tyson case is an example of
right. Look, packing plants, you know, kill facilities, packing plants for beef or pork. They're tough jobs. They're dirty jobs. It doesn't smell great. It's a lot of work. It's bloody. It's messy. And so they hire these folks to come do the job. Let me ask you something. I only got a bit of time left here. Inflation's not getting corrected by what we're doing. We're printing money. That's not going to be corrected by November or anytime soon. We're $35 trillion in debt. Not going to be corrected anytime soon. What about your state of Virginia? Any chance that Virginia decides to say, you know what, we've had enough of this socialist mindset, we're ready for something new? Any chance that Virginia goes red?
Well, there is a chance, and Governor Youngkin has done a great job as governor, and political power in the state is closely divided. The Democrats control both houses of the General Assembly by narrow margins, and Youngkin's doing the best he can with that. And it's important in a presidential election to have control, political control of the state house. And we do, Republicans do. So there's a chance that Virginia will go for President Trump.
Well, that could change everything, by the way, because you've got the seven swing states. Georgia, not really a swing state anymore. North Carolina, not a swing state. Ohio and Iowa. It'd be nice to see Virginia come across and join the free-thinking Americans. Ken Davis, greatly appreciate you being here, as always.
Great to be with you, Steve. Thank you.
Former Deputy Attorney General of Virginia, Ken Davis. I'll take a break and be back. Don't go anywhere.